to call a special common council meeting of October 27th to order. Mr. City Director of Administration, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Excuse me.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Mayor Taylor. Mayor Olson.
Now, which one of us do you want to answer? Which one of the three of us do you want to answer?
I went out of order on the list. Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Does he ever do the roll call? I don't ever remember being involved in a roll call before.
This is probably my last time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
So we do have a we do have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So for those of you who are here for the concept review for the baseball commons, we tried to notify as many people as possible. That has been pulled from the agenda and yet to be rescheduled. That does not preclude you from getting up and speaking. Now, with that, the citizens' comment period, since there are a quantity of you, and I'm sure that some of you have a lot to say, I'd like to limit you to 3 minutes per person. And let's let everybody get through before you take a second crack at it. So one at a time, and let's so I will open a citizen's comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak? Any citizen wishing to speak? Don't be bashful.
Mayor, if I could note for the record that Alderman Mayer did arrive.
Please. Yes, sir. Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Dr. Mark Radlevich. I live on 7269 South Stonehenge Drive.
Go ahead.
And I just want to voice my concern with this Franklin Ballpark Common proposal that Mike Zimmerman is heading. I don't think it's prudent for the city of the Franklin to help construct an independent ballpark not associated with any Major League Baseball team with the help of taxpayer support. First, I think there's simply no need for Franklin to financially support an independent team when we have the Milwaukee Brewers in the county. Second, the current proposed location is on a landfill that environmentally makes this project extremely dangerous. There's too much liability on this piece of property to safely build this mega complex. Third, there's studies that show that these independent teams usually do not generate the intended economic growth for the community and typically relocate. Franklin will then be stuck with an unused stadium that can serve no other future purpose. Finally, it is unwanted by the people who live in the area. This proposal betrays the trust of the people who built homes and live in the affected neighborhood. Rezoning an area of land for an apartment complex that was meant for single-family homes would create a lack of trust in our local government and elected officials. It will signal to the public, do not build in Franklin, as the municipality will just rezone the surrounding land. Finally, it also affects other members not in Franklin, including the Greendale members in terms of light pollution and the noise level affecting their community. Unfortunately, they do not have a voice at this council. For all these reasons, I urge the Common Council to stop revisiting this failed concept and to vote against this proposal.
Thank you, sir. I will say that if we clap after every speaker, we'll never get out of here. And you know the routine. Please don't speak out of order. Yes, sir, please.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Scott Catarazzoli. I also live in the Stonehenge subdivision, Edition 1. I'm actually the vice president right now of the Stonehenge Association. My address is 7251 South Stonehenge. I just wanted to let you know that I'm in opposition to the Rock Sports agenda for any zoning changes or variances to the property adjacent to our neighborhood, located south of Rawson, west of Old Loomis. It should remain R3E. It's just short. I agree with everything he said.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Name and address.
Russ Pleva. I'm 7259 South Cambridge Drive in the original Stonehenge.
I'm here today. I did see the plans for the baseball commons. I heard some talk about a possible TIF. One of the things that for anybody in Franklin who's a taxpayer to look at is what would be the sunset of the TIF, and if there ever's been a TIF done for adding apartment complex, if that's part of this. And the reason is any, you know, we would have potentially 300 apartments with kids in it going to the Franklin School District, but there would be no tax revenue off of that property to pay for that. So inherently, it's a negative arbitrage for the city of Franklin. So there's two issues. One, you're rezoning something that's always been there. I was one of the original builders in that subdivision where the fourth house there. It's always been intended to be executive homes or single family. So if you could look at, before you approve any kind of money or a TIF, what would be the effective, you know, tax impact to the city of Franklin, and when would we see that? Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? I'm sure there's someone else.
My name is Bob Knoll. I live at 8610 West Hawthorne Lane in Franklin, which is on a site that's immediately adjacent to the Milwaukee County landfill. And I was here last year to express my concerns about the methane gas and the possibility of explosion and contamination of our water supply, our wells. I don't want to go into a lot of detail right now because I know this matter hasn't been formally presented to you at this time, but I just want to state my objection and my concern for our safety. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
My name is Jim Rudlevich. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I live on 9901 West Rawson Drive. This is kind of deja vu for me. 30 years ago, I had to fight a complex that was going to be a condominium that was presented to the council as one of the best things that ever happened to Franklin. The man presented himself as being wise and experienced in complex. I did some research. Turned out all his experience was he was getting land, purchasing land for McDonald's stores. Our developer is kind of like the same thing. He doesn't have a lot of experience, and from when I did some research, he's not as well thought of as a developer, period. Secondly, there is a lot of light pollution right now with the just what we have now. And if you ever go to some of the rock concerts they have there, there is noise pollution. And our good neighbors in Greendale can read their newspapers just east of this. And this developer promised that he was going to have a large berm, there was going to be trees, and there would be no light pollution for these neighbors. Well, he doesn't live up to what he said. And this is typical of what would happen to a poor developer. I'm against this because for some of the reasons that are brought up here. But I don't think this man has a track record to produce what he does. If it was such a good deal, why did Oak Creek pass it up too? And they're passing up the development that he has in Oak Creek. He's now parceling out to give others development. I don't have a problem with what they're doing in Oak Creek. But if it was such a good deal to have a baseball stadium there, they would have taken it and they turned it down. So we're revisiting the same thing. It's the same wheel again. Secondly, why do we have to if this was such a good deal to have a baseball independence group here, why doesn't he come up with the money? Why does he have to use TIF? If it's TIF, then we have to have apartments. And that isn't zoning. He has to have rezoning to that same area. With apartments, if he gets federal help, he could have lower income people coming in too in that 300 apartment complex. And that's what I'm concerned about. We have people here that I was the first man there, and I almost got hosed when I built my house. But Dr. O'Malley, John O'Malley's father, says, I'm going to help you. He says, I envision to have these kinds of homes on some of my land. And it turned out to be a beautiful complex, and it gives us a mixed neighborhood. I came out here because we have all kinds of economic people here. And I wanted my kids to understand it. I could have went to Brookfield. I could have went to River Hills. But I wanted my kids to know a mixed community. And I was happy with it. And this project is going to destroy these people. They have half a million dollar homes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Can I get the name again, please? I got your address, sir. Could you get your name?
Rydlevich, Rydlevicz, 9901 West Rosin.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Hi, Ron.
Mr. Mayor, council members, my name is Ron Gint. I live at 9011 West Hawthorne. I just want to, for the record, renew my opposition to this project, and when there's a formal proposal in front of you, I will be happy to share the reasons why. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Anyone else?
Thank you for taking my comment. I'm Deborah Burgess. I live at 7200 South Carrington Drive, Stonehenge Edition Number 1. I'm looking at it a little bit more microscopically. I'm a former UWW tennis coach, and I would have a major problem with this property being used as a new facility for men's baseball for UWM. First of all, I don't understand why they would want to travel from downtown, northeast of downtown Milwaukee to the southwest side, spend an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, depending on the traffic, traveling and sitting in a van or vehicle when they could be exercising closer to where Henry Aaron Field is, where they're practicing now. Perhaps that needs to be enhanced. I understand that, but I just think that's ridiculous. Number two, there's risk of injury to the athletes, more congestion on the roads, environmental hazards. Who's going to pay to attend these games? Do the city of Franklin residents get a cut? Do they pay full pay? How does that all work? The baseball program costs most likely will increase for the university, which in turn will turn around and probably cost the taxpayers more dollars to fund the program. In my opinion, this is a very bad business decision and a gross misuse of resources and a clear waste of taxpayer dollars. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Robert Kustra. We live at 8710 West Hawthorne Lane, right down the hill from The Rock. And that property that The Rock was built upon was a dump site. When I moved there in 1969, 1970, when I built the house, and for the center of a city to be called The Rock, which is built on a dump site or a landfill, it's not too impressive. So I would be against construction of that facility at that position. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Mark Rose. I live at 8735 West Middle Lane, which is about two blocks from this proposed site. And right now, with just the small bands they have there on weekends, there's a significant noise pollution a couple blocks away. And what is it going to be once they have larger bands coming in, which at one time they thought would maybe bring in 4,000 or 5,000 people? It also will destroy how quiet our neighborhood is. Because where are they going to put enough parking so you don't have people parking all through this neighborhood? And it's nice because it's sort of anonymous. Most people don't know it's there. It's quiet and peaceful. And there are a lot of kids there. And it's just, I think it would ruin the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Dr. Jim Servanansky. I live at 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. This is immediately adjacent to the landfill. The crux of the whole problem is the landfill and the proposal to put everything on top of this landfill. As you recall, when Mr. Zimmerman requested to put a restaurant on top of it, it was refused by the DNR because of the weight and compacting of the materials underneath that were decomposing. Now he wants to put this humongous 3.5 story indoor stadium and the regular ballpark stadium on top of the same landfill. There's methane pipes and vents over the entire area where his proposal is. I just got a call 2 weeks ago from the county saying they're coming over to give me new methane detectors for my basement. As you know, in the past, there's been explosions in our neighborhood in the basements of several houses. The methane follows even away from the landfill. It got into the lining underneath around the house and into the crock pot, and when the sump pump went on, there was an explosion. This is a continuous problem. I suggest that everybody here read the DNR publication RR685 relative to landfills and their potential problems. According to this article, the main liability is with those that approve this project. This article also cited a similar development that was in Charlotte, North Carolina, a few years ago. That one didn't even have large buildings on top of it. It was a golf course and a soccer field and baseball stadiums. A woman went out there to chase a ball by one of the light standards, and she lit a cigarette, and there was a massive explosion from the methane that went to the light. She was hospitalized. Subsequently, there were several other fires on the perimeter of the property. So they said the risk is extremely high to put something like this on this kind of property. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor. Anyone else? Justin.
Justin Zelansky. I live at 7315 South Stonehedge Drive. I just want to echo the comments of my fellow citizens and everything they've said so far. I agree with them. I would like to add that I am not against development. I'm very much for development. I think having a downtown Franklin would be wonderful. I think but if we're going to pick a site for it to be, I feel this particular site bears unique risks with it that aren't carried with other sites. So I also feel like it's the use as a primary baseball facility doesn't provide substantial benefit to the majority of Franklin citizens. You generally are going to have kids that play baseball, and money. Because as it is right now, to play baseball at the Rockets, it's expensive. It's more expensive than Franklin Little League. Okay, so again, we're going to put money towards something. It should be something that the community can use as a whole, not for a chosen few, for a specific activity on a location that carries with it unique environmental concerns. You know, at the same time, you look at some of the proposals that are going on with 27th Street and potentially in the industrial district there. I think that is a great idea, and I think that might have something we maybe should be focusing on because that might generate some immediate tax returns for the city. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to quit saying anyone else because you've heard it before. Name and address, please, for the record.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to bring back the fact that some time ago, and I've talked with Mark Dendry about the lights and the sound, and this has never been resolved as far as I'm concerned. I haven't heard anything. And if you drive down Loomis Road at night, those lights are flashing into your eyes all the time. And if this stadium is built, it will be built, if I understand correctly, will be on county land. Therefore, the county's got control. We don't have any control of it. If they belly up, all our money goes up in smoke because the county will own it. Also, it's going to be a TIF program. Well, that TIF program is going to come all the way to my backyard, and there's 20 acres of woods, and normally you should save that, but there's always these people that go in there and chop everything up before you can stop them. They even filled that land back there, and that was an enormous pain in the neck to have that land, Ma's Farm, filled like that. That's ridiculous. Also, with the TIF program, it goes all the way to Syndex on the north side of the street, if I understand correctly. And if that's true, then we got to close the quarry down. We don't need a quarry in a TIF program or across the street from a TIF program. We got dust, silica, asphalt plants, they're ruining the road. If you look at the road, it's all broke up, and those trucks will go right downtown. That's ridiculous. Also, I happened to stop at Oak Creek, and I talked to one of the receptionists about their building, and they're telling me all that has been paid by the electric company. So it's a beautiful building in a way, but And right now, I guess we are responsible for that Rawson Boulevard, and that's through some negotiations with the county some time ago for that holding pond. And so that's kind of expensive that we are footing the bill for. If the county can spend $46.7 million to support people that work at a Bucks stadium, and the people that work there, the players, make $20 million, I think that we ought to do something here. We should get something from the county. This is ridiculous to be building that. And we didn't have anything to say about the $26.7 million. Maybe I got my 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, Leroy.
Good evening. Maddie Tarbox, 8458 River Terrace Drive. Though I don't live in one of the neighborhoods immediately impacted by this proposal, I am a resident taxpayer of Franklin, and from that standpoint, impacted indirectly. So as council members, I would strongly encourage you to do your due diligence. It seems at this point as though there are still a number of unknowns relative to this development. I'd like to echo the gentleman that spoke earlier with respect to the stadium tends to focus in on a very select group of potential residents and would potentially draw many individuals from outside our community. So the bigger question is, what does this really offer the residents of Franklin? Along with that, I would strongly encourage you to do your due diligence around market feasibility studies. I'm asking, have there been any done to support the ancillary developments that we've heard could potentially occur as a result of this development? The Stonehenge development is a wonderful, wonderful asset in our community. The ancillary developments that would surround that, I think, would serve to really detriment those property values. I, too, am not against development. I think it's something that, as a Franklin council members and residents, we need to think more carefully about and invite development into our community, but this may not be the appropriate solution. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, I just want to remind everybody, we don't have a proposal in front of us. We have some concept drawings, but that's it. So there's been no discussions about financing, who pays for what, none of that. So, Mr. Dorsey, welcome.
Good evening, Mayor, Council Members. Don Dorson. I live at 8593 West Lake Point Drive. Truth be told, you know, I guess I'm here to give an opposing view, and I'm definitely in the minority here tonight, but truth be told that if I live close to this development, I'd be standing here opposing this just as well as everybody else. And that's long been a problem in Franklin. You all know it. You know, how many times have you all sat there and heard people saying, I don't want it in my backyard? Nobody wants change in their backyard. Nobody wants your neighbor to build a shed in your backyard. You want things exactly the way they were when you moved in because that's the way you like it and that's what you expect. But we all moved into a city that was growing, a city that was not yet finished. And so there will be changes as things move on. And projects like this come along, and time again we see them shot down because people don't like change. But what I ask you to do as council members is to look beyond the immediate neighborhood. Look at the entire city because you need to look at what's good for the entire city, not just this immediate neighborhood. This is bad for this immediate neighborhood, no doubt about it, but it's good for the rest of the city. This will bring economic development to the city, and you don't need to look very far to see it. We wouldn't have the hotel there today if the Rock wasn't there. This will bring other development like that, and it will bring tax relief, and it will pay for itself over the long run. So I urge you to look seriously at this proposal. As the mayor said, there is no firm proposal on the table right now, and there's no finance or any of that. It all needs to be worked out. But you need to seriously look at this proposal as something that I think is going to be good for Franklin. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dorsey. Next. Mr. Eldridge. Good evening.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor and Council. My name's Ed Eldridge, 8525 West Hawthorne. I just want to correct one little statement. That hotel was planned and approved by the city way before anybody knew that the Rock would be there. Thank you.
Thanks for doing that, Ed. Appreciate it. And by the way, Ed, congratulations. It appears that business is good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't forget, Hampton Inn and Suites. There's not a lot of noise coming from there except snoring.
Judy Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, and I do live in the neighborhood that's going to be affected. As long as you brought up the hotel, I've had friends come into the area, and all they do is laugh at that hotel. They think it's an eyesore. They think it's a misplaced building. They joke about it. I don't want to be rude or crude, but comments.
We gotta face them.
Oh, well, comments I've heard. As I have guests over, they say they drive up 76th Street or they're coming down Rawson, and they see all this bucolic beauty, etc. And then all of a sudden they're faced with this big pile of cement, and it's like Franklin is, they see a sign, "Welcome to Franklin," and then they get this big finger rising up, and that's the nickname they've given it, is the finger.
Ms. Mills, can you please address the council?
Okay, that's the nickname they've given that hotel, is the finger, and that's they're getting the finger from Franklin as they drive in. And as I get, my bridge club comes, and that's the first comment as they see this thing. As I get guests for parties, my brother who used to live here, and when he came in from Florida, the first comment is, "Oh my God, what is that thing?" And it was my friend Kathy who named it the finger, and I said, "Well, that's the finger." And so they think it's the most poorly placed structure. So as long as somebody brought up that hotel, I'm nervous here. So in terms of the baseball stadium, I don't think it's that people oppose change so much as where it's taking place, and that I think a man has a dream, he wants a baseball stadium. There's so much open land in Franklin that would be more appropriate for a baseball stadium, and I don't think people object to his dream, but I don't want to pay for his dream. I don't want my tax money to be spent for this developer's dream to bring a baseball team in here, a semi-pro baseball team in here. Bear with me here. But I don't want to step on his dream. And if he wants to fund this, and he wants to bring a dream, bring this team in, build a stadium someplace else. We've got, hundreds of acres of open land all over the place. I just don't think that's a place for it. The other thing nobody mentions is that was a dump.
3 minutes is up.
Okay, that was a dump, and it's leaking methane gas. And nobody mentions that that's where you're bringing children, that's where you're putting people, and methane gas is being vented out of that place.
Ms. Mills, thank you.
And people are breathing it.
Hi. My name is Dr. Nancy Servanansky. I live on 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. I just want to reiterate very briefly what this lady just said. What can be one man's dream can be another man's nightmare. And ever since my husband and I built that home on Hawthorne Lane, talk about terrorizing and assault. We're always at the Common Council meetings ever so often, ever so many years, where things try to be pushed on us. What next is going to go up in our backyard? And our yard is immediately adjacent to this sports, whatever you want to call it, this big blob of whatever. And I don't think I'm going to appreciate looking out my kitchen window at a 3.5-story blob sitting on a potentially risky methane field. I don't think people understand this. Maybe if you work in the medical profession and you see trauma, people could be traumatized greatly if something were to happen. And my husband provided empirical evidence from things that have happened in other areas of the country in a situation such as this maybe proposed project that's coming along, from Mr. Zimmerman. But I guess I'm just going to say I'm vehemently opposed to it. My family, we put all our faith in the city of Franklin. We were also told, why in the hell are you building your house in Franklin? By our builder. He said, build it in River Hills. Oh, no. No, no, no. We told him no. We want to live in Franklin. And ever since we've built that home, we've had to defend and stand our ground against all of these stupid, idiotic, unbelievably misplaced proposals that come before the Common Council. I just want to say that I'd like to keep my family safe. I don't want to be sitting out my backyard and all of a sudden with this big complex that's in front of us goes up, poof, and people sitting in my yard could be injured as a result of it. So when you're thinking about this down the line, if it does come before you again, I would just like to say to each and every one of you, look at that plan closely and ask yourself, would you want to be living in my home when that goes up? I would think you would say no, but you never know. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Next.
Hi, I'm Lisa Plova. I'm at 7259 South Cambridge Drive. I just want to address what you said. The people in the area want development, but I think there's appropriate places to have certain developments. And I think when you have executive style homes, not to sound like a snob, but we chose that area so that we could have a nice little community right there. And I think it's ridiculous for us to have apartment complexes with transient people that are not going to take care of the property, not paying taxes, right on right over a little hill from where we're living. I agree with the doctor that said that my husband and I have been here for about 11 years, and all we have done is fight everything that wants to go in there because it makes no sense. And when we bought the land, we did, we were promised that no Target or no businesses would be in there, that it would be executive homes once again. And with that word from the city, we built our house. I remember 30 years ago listening to the news and having people fighting in Franklin about a trucking business right outside a subdivision. And that kind of made us not want to come to Franklin. And I agree with the doctor once again. People are not going to want to come to our town if we keep screwing this up. We need to sit down as a community, as a government, and really start thinking about our plans in this community so that when people look to build or to come to Franklin, they're not going to be afraid of some goofball idea such as this with the apartments and having all this land that's volatile being built up. And you guys have to understand what you do with this vote, once you see the plans, will impact us not only with the people that are living around it, but the people who want to come to our community. Nobody's going to want to come here. And I have to tell you, we were very hesitant to come to Franklin after what we saw on the news 30 years ago. And then 20 years later, it was kind of like, well, there's no place to build in Greendale, so we'll come to Franklin. And now look what's happening again. So I just wanted to make that a point.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Am I allowed to speak again?
No. Let's let these gentlemen speak.
My name is James Tom. I live at 9391 Spindletop Court, Franklin. I'm here as a number because, as I understand, the numbers are what you folks are going to listen to. And I am in support of my neighbors and their concern for the development on the adjacent properties, and I want to stand as a number in agreement with what they're saying and in support of them. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bassam Abdullah. I've got a property on 8843 West Callaway Court, and I'm also in support of my neighbors. I also support the Finger. I think it's a great-looking building. I do not support the raw complex as it stands right now. I'm actually not here to oppose a proposal that has not been submitted. When it gets submitted, I'll be here to voice my concern with that. What I do have concern with is the existing noise, the existing set of lights that are impacting the area neighborhoods, Greendale, Stonehenge, and even Windham Hills. The area in which the sound travels and the time of night that it plays until has been a disturbance. And I think the citizens and the neighbors have been relatively tolerant. We're a good group of people. We support the development. We support our neighbors. And we also like to see Franklin grow. But that tolerance has run out. It basically means that any new development or lights that will impact noise, pollution, potential environmental risk should stop. We should only entertain development in that area that will attract businesses, restaurants, and commerce, not ones that will potentially displace people's quality of living. So again, I'm in support of my neighbors. I'm in support of Franklin development. I'm also looking forward to having that area develop and become successful. I also completely support the existing owner, Mike Zimmerman, at the Rock Complex. I think that he deserves to be successful, and like the woman mentioned earlier, he does. We should try to make his dream come true in a place that makes sense, in an area in Franklin that makes sense. When he does come with a proposal to expand either fields or a stadium or anything, that we should consider that the right place, the right time. And I think in the case of 76 of Austin, it's not the right place. It's definitely not the right time. And I kind of echo that this I don't believe is good for Franklin entirely. I stand with any neighbor in Franklin. It's one of these things where, yes, it may be not in my backyard, but all neighbors share backyards. We're all ones that should stand together. And the last thing is just a comment is this is definitely one of those developments that says it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Hello, Joy Draginas-Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive. I've spoken in front of the board numerous times regarding the concerns and issues that we've had with the Rock, whether it be the lighting, whether it be the noise. This is continuous for us. This has been disruptive to our lives, to our neighborhood, as well as to Greendale as a whole. Earlier this year, we brought forth the list of complaints that have come through with the noise. As far as a community not wanting change, and this is two communities, and yes, most of it sits in Franklin, and it's hard for those of us in Greendale who are the most directly affected at this point to kind of sit back and not have a voice. And thank you, Mayor Olson. You have always been very respectful to those of us in Greendale who've come before the board. But it's not about not in my backyard. It's everything to do with the integrity and the respect and the ethics. And as I have come before this board numerous times before, I have never seen that from Mr. Zimmerman. And it is not just myself. It is our community as a whole. Last week at the meeting at the Rock, he was very disrespectful to many people. And I believe our group as a whole. As far as change, I embrace change. I'm a small business owner, I get it. But it has to be, as people have said, in the right place, at the right time, for the right reasons. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? There's still people coming.
Good
Good evening. My name is Renee Baudot. I live at 7271 Hyacinth Court in Greendale. I apologize. I don't have much of a voice this evening. I would like to echo the concerns of all of my neighbors, both in Franklin and Greendale, about the concerns I have about this facility. I have two young children. We just bought our home a year ago. We're 1 year into a 30-year mortgage on a home that I'm worried now that maybe we made the wrong decision. We sunk everything we have into having a better home and a better community, a better school district for our children. If things happen that are unsafe, that are not healthy in this community and that cause noise and light and crime, which at this point we haven't seen much crime, but we have seen lots of light and noise pollution to the point where some of my neighbors are having a hard time selling their homes, I worry that the future of my children that we've invested in this home, when we go to sell it, maybe we won't get our investment out and that will affect possibly their future college. Mr. Zimmerman is independently wealthy. He can make his dream come true someplace else that makes more sense environmentally. And that's not in the middle of Whitnall Park. That's a beautiful natural area that people like to enjoy, that animals are being disrupted in because of the light and noise. It doesn't make sense on this location. Mr. Zimmerman can make his dream come true someplace else that makes more sense. But if my family goes under economically, we don't have the resources to recover from it. Mr. Zimmerman can recover and bounce back. We cannot.
Thank you. My name is Scott Solansky at 8565 South 68th Street. And this is not in my neighborhood, but the reason I'm against it is because the people in Stonehenge were told that that horse farm was zoned R3. And so they built their homes with that understanding. I don't think it's fair for the council when that subdivision is about 90% complete and the only remaining open area is that horse farm to pull that out from them and say, oh, we're going to make this multi-family or commercial. We have property on the other side of Rawson with a vacant Office Depot and a vacant Century. You could put that, it hasn't going anywhere, that could be as economic development. I just think it's unfair to have people that put a lot of time and money in their homes and all of a sudden be pulled out from underneath them. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Back again, Pam Swanson, we have a new address, 137 South 9667 Fairway Lane in Muskego. I was not going to come forward. I'm just here to support everyone that is speaking and to tell you I lived on a home that we built. 38 years we put our lives into that home. Loved it. And then the lights moved in and the noise moved in. And we tried everything we could for 2.5 years to get the problem resolved, getting no place. We moved. We considered Franklin because we owned in Franklin before we moved into Greendale. Love Franklin, but don't like what we see happening. The importance of what you are doing today impacts people. You need to be able to hear what their hearts are saying and listen to them so they don't have to give up their dream in lieu of someone with a lot of money that has a dream. Please, please, I gave you a 12-page report last summer asking you to look at and evaluate the situation. I don't know that you had a chance to look at it. I've been bugging the bejeepers out of you all along. We've worked through Greendale, have gotten no place because they're stopped. You are this group's last resort. Take them seriously. This is their home. This is their lives. They are your constituents. Do something to support them and stand up for them, not for the money. Not for the potential for business, because we all agree that's important. relocate that to a safe location so there's no chance of someone being hurt, whether it's emotionally giving up what their dream is or whether it's physically a hurt, a pain, an explosion. I don't know what else to say except I miss my home. I miss the environment that we had. And I hope you will take seriously what everyone in this room has said and take it to heart and do what's right for them. Thank you.
Thank you.